You're listening to Trinity Fremont's Sermon Podcast, where you can hear God's Word preached each and every week. Our purpose at Trinity is to learn, love, lead, to reflect the light of Jesus. We pray that as you listen to this week's sermon, you'll be encouraged and equipped to live your life in such a way that others would see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven.
Jesus said, "Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them, and then or therefore." Therefore is used in some translations like the NIV. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice. What's the therefore? Therefore. That's the question. It's the question that Jesus has. It's the statement that Jesus has. Then, therefore, after hearing all of his words that we've listened to all summer, then, the words he has been preaching to us since June 15th. Now, we've touched on many of Jesus' words, not all of them in his sermon, but many of them. And he started with Matthew 5, verse 3. You might remember. A lot of water has gone under the bridge since then. The first beatitude. That's how a sermon started. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are the poor in spirit. And we asked ourselves, what does that mean exactly? We've heard it so many times. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Well, being poor in spirit, we found out, is understanding that we have nothing to offer God when it comes to our salvation. Nothing. Poor in spirit. Remember Luther's deathbed statement and belief in German? Wir sind Bettler. Wir sind Bettler. I'm a beggar. Remember? Hands out for a handout. Humble. That's who we are. We're humble. We're bankrupt. And we have total dependence on God. That's being poor in spirit. And this is how Jesus set the tone for the entire summer. What a wonderful tone. Speaking with authority that no one had ever heard before, had witnessed before. Then his words in chapter 5, verse 14. You are the light of the world, speaking to us. An expectation to be God's light. Good works being done for God's glory, not ours. Pointing people to Jesus along the way. Many of you took this to heart. I've seen it. I've heard it. Then the checklist sermon. You might remember the words of Jesus in verse 17. Do you think I have come to abolish the law and the prophets? I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. And we learn that there is no checklist for our salvation, for our sinful condition. Our checklist actually kind of looks like this. You see, only his checklist matters. Fulfill the law, check. Fulfill the prophecies, check. And he finished his list perfectly. And then next week, Pastor reminded us of these words of Jesus from Matthew 6, verse 1. Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. And Pastor Gerber reminded us, our reward is not about being noticed. That is not a reward that God desires for us. This type of reward It doesn't forgive you. It doesn't save you. Being noticed, that type of reward doesn't hold your life together through storms. We'll talk more about storms in a little bit. No, our reward is the Father Himself. Remember that? Our reward is the Father Himself. Then last week, the words of Jesus in verse 19. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. You might be recalling the illustrations that Pastor Gerber prepared and shared with us. These will be new to visitors. As we battle earthly treasures being our all in all and not Jesus being our all in all. Earthly treasures starting out so enticing. What seems like perfection. But over time, the reality that even the most amazing earthly treasures will ultimately disappoint. They'll fade away. They'll fade away. Maybe they'll fade away. They'll fade away. And they'll rust. They won't last. Remember last week, Pastor Gerber said, nothing on this earth is guaranteed. Nothing on this earth is guaranteed. We can control our efforts, but we can't control our outcomes. Storms are going to happen. Storms that we have no control over. Which brings us to the concluding words of Jesus this morning. Matthew 7:24. Everyone, Jesus said, everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. These are not transactional words. I do this, God gives me this. This is not the way God works. That's a prosperity gospel, a false gospel. Not only is it false, it's dangerous. Jesus has given us what the will of God is for our lives through His words. His words all summer long, and there's no safer place to be than in the words of Jesus. But when we live outside God's will, when we live outside the words of Jesus, we're inviting trouble, aren't we? Trouble here and now? Possibly. Trouble in our eternal futures? Absolutely. Remember, there will be storms. Storms because of sin. Not just your sin, all sin. And you don't have to look far to find storms. Storms in people's lives. Storms in your life. 2 months ago, my brother-in-law Dan, perfectly healthy. This morning, he's suffering from the side effects of horrible chemotherapy. He's suffering the effects of pancreatic cancer. A storm in his life. A storm in my sister Christy's life. A storm in their kids' life, Emily and Taylor and their grandkids. A storm in the life of his fishing buddy, his brother-in-law, Greg. You might know him. Last Friday in the middle of the night, 9 days ago, right here in Fremont, a hard-working family of five Mom and dad, three kids. Two of their friends living in the basement of their rental house. Well, they woke up in the middle of the night to fire and smoke. And they barely got out with their lives. And they left behind earthly treasures. Like all of them. No house, no possessions. Right here, in this community. Everything gone. Beyond safe usage, it's all gone. Now what? One minute, human efforts seemingly paying off. Seemingly. The next moment, earthly treasures gone. No home, no possessions. Storms of life. Storms of life now. Right here. It's time for our lights to shine on this family, don't you think? Some of our lights have already shined. If you want to help, talk to me later. But we've all experienced storms, haven't we? Are you thinking of storms in your life? Storms from the past? How about present storms? What to do? The what to do part has been spoken to you all summer long. Explained to you all summer long. Living according to God's will. His words. The words of Jesus in his sermon. Words from the Word. The Word who became flesh and dwelt among us. The Word who died on a cross. So that you might live forever and be saved. Words from the storm calmer. Listen to his words again. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and the beat on the house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand, and the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. You can either take these words of Jesus to heart, or you can ignore them. It's really that simple. Simple? Yes. Easy? No. To take his words to heart. You see, the fallen world, under the sway of Satan, says the sand is best. Sand is more fun. We are tugged daily into sand, aren't we? Daily, tugged into sand. Being sucked into sand. Sometimes we even get stuck in the sand. Your rock and your Redeemer is always, always ready to pull you out. Pull you out, set you on the solid right rock right next beside him. A rock made up of his words. Words that we have heard. Words that we believe. Words that forgive. Words that save. And it's never too late. You see, we live in his promises. promises to never leave or forsake us no matter what we do, no matter what we have done, no matter what we have left undone. At the end of the day, the sun, S-O-N, outshines the darkness, and we live in his promises now and forever. Promises. Reminds me of a storm we had the evening of July 8th this summer. You might remember it. It got really dark that evening. Both of our vehicles were parked in the driveway. We couldn't put them in the garage. Our garage is full of basement stuff. We're trying to redo our basement, or actually do it for the first time. Since hail was likely coming our way, we went and found some temporary shelter under an awning by a small bank on Nye and 23rd Street. Maybe you can picture that. The storm passed and we went home. The darkness turned into something amazing. Amazing as the sun from the west, low in the sky, shined on the ominous clouds in the east. In the east where the storm had moved. And God reminded us very clearly that night of his promises in amazing ways. If you look closely, can you see the double rainbow? What was once dark and ominous was a thing of beauty, a blessing to see. A reminder. You see, this is what Jesus does. This is what Jesus does even through us. Through us shining our lights by living according to his word. But it got even better that night. As I was almost done with pictures and videos, I could hear Leanne say, "Here, go right here, this way." You got sound on that?
Here, go right there. Keep going. This way. No, the other way. Yeah.
One more.
The Apostle John said, "Light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." Did you see it? The Apostle Paul said, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light." Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." I can't top those words, nor should I try. What an experience of God's words this summer. Brothers and sisters, Christ, spoken by Jesus with an authority no one had ever heard or witnessed before, or ever will again, not on this side of heaven. Verses 28 and 29, the end of his sermon. Matthew wrote, "And when Jesus finished these sayings, these words, the crowds were astonished at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one who had authority, and not the scribes." No, he was not a scribe. He was the Son of God, the rock, and our salvation. He who has ears, let him hear. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Now we have an opportunity, don't we, that he gives us to go to him, to go to our Father in heaven. And we can tell him. We can tell him where we have fallen short. And we ask for his forgiveness, and he's going to give it to us. Let's pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you have spoken clearly to us today in your word. You have spoken to us all summer long. You have shown us the difference between the rock and the sand. Yet we confess that we still build on the sand more often than we care to admit. We hear your words and then set them aside. We chase after earthly treasures that cannot hold us when the storms come. We practice righteousness to be noticed. We forget that we are beggars who have nothing to offer. We live as though the storms will never reach us, or as though we can weather them on our own. Lord, forgive us for every time we have ignored your voice, ignored your word. Forgive us for the houses we have built that cannot stand. Lord, by your mercy, pull us out of the sand once more and set our feet firmly on you, the solid rock, as we come to you now in the quietness of our hearts and lay at your feet our secret sins, our pride, our heavy burdens, and ways we have fallen short living according to your word. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son Jesus, our rock and our Redeemer, to die for us, to rise again for us, for you and for me. He does this for his sake. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore bring you good news today. That all of your sins, all of them, are completely forgiven in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's praise God by singing the doxology. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. We pray.